Imagine you're at a crossroads with your personal residence, seeing its potential, not just as a home, but as a beacon of financial opportunity. The journey to converting it into an income-generating property begins now. First off, let's decipher the code, subsection 45(2) of the Income Tax Act. This is your golden ticket to deferring the capital gains tax that looms over the conversion from personal use to income producing. Diving into tax laws might not be your idea of a Sunday fun day, but it's a crucial step. Familiarizing yourself with the legal landscape, including the pivotal subsection 45(2), sets the stage for a smooth transition. Now think of the Canada Revenue Agency, CRA, as an ally, not a foe. Informing them about your property's new role in the economic theatre is more than a formality, it's a declaration of your savvy investor status. With tenants come rental income, and with income comes the responsibility of reporting it. This step is non-negotiable. Dodging it is like inviting trouble to sit at your dinner table. Calculating capital gain isn't just number crunching. It's understanding the story of your property's value, from personal haven to income source. The difference in value marks the beginning of a new chapter. The principal residence exemption. Think of it as a protective cloak for your capital gain. If eligible, it can shield you from the tax implications of your property's transformation. Subsection 45(2) election isn't about politics, it's about strategy. Choosing to defer the capital gain keeps the tax man at bay until the property's sale, offering you financial breathing space. Record keeping transforms from a mundane task to an essential ritual. Every receipt, every repair, every rental agreement becomes a piece of the puzzle in your property's financial narrative. Seeking professional advice isn't admitting defeat, it's arming yourself with expertise. In the labyrinth of tax laws, a guide can be the difference between a misstep and a masterstroke. As the curtain falls on our guide, remember, converting your residence into an income-generating property is not just about following steps. It's about envisioning a future where your property does more than provide shelter, it thrives economically. With the right knowledge and actions, from understanding subsection 45(2) to consulting professionals, you're not just making a change in property status. You're stepping into the role of a savvy investor, ready to navigate the complexities of tax laws and reap the rewards of your foresight.